Mike Vrabel yesterday on Christian Gonzalez in the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Which shouldn't be a shock.
No.
You juxtapose it with what went down last night with Nico Collins.
Man.
Carted off.
Carted off. That was a brutal, like, face plant. Like, you knew right away. Gonzalez was a little bit different. You weren't really sure, like, watching it on
Gonzalez,
TV.
Gonzalez, I thought it was, like, his shoulder or something when he first got up.
Yeah, he seemed like he was something else was bothering
and
him.
And he wasn't totally right. And then eventually he's walking down the tunnel under his own power, but he's getting walked off the field. That looks a lot different visually than Collins, who, you're right, smashed his face off the turf and then got carted off. Never mind. Gonzalez is a whole extra day to get ready for the game Sunday to Sunday versus Monday to Sunday.
Yeah, it's all about clearing the protocol, so you just have more time to do it. Now, it's a fool's errand to guess. You know, you were talking earlier about one game the Patriots had three concussions, and the three players came back in three different weeks.
Yeah, it was a good note by Reese. Reese had this on the Ravens game earlier this year. They lost Travion Henderson, who didn't miss any time. I mean, he was in the protocol, but he came back the following week against the Jets. Then you had Kayshon Booty, who missed the Jets game. And I think it was Booty. And then you had Jared Wilson, who didn't come back until last week.
So, again, they're all a little bit different, but Nico Collins is a stud. I mean, he's been their leading receiver each of the last 3 years. I know Christian Kirk had a really good game yesterday against Pittsburgh, but overall, Nico Collins is like a top 10 receiver, and I'd be surprised at this point if he played.
Me too. Yeah. So I don't know on Gonzalez. I would lean towards yes, he plays, but that's a real, you know, 50-50. I'm not sure on that, but I would lean yes.
Did you hear Tylenol this morning?
No.
He was like, go to CVS, get some Tylenol, get back out there. I mean, he was like tongue-in-cheek, but it was pretty
okay,
funny.
Okay, but I know he's, I think he's joking.
Yeah.
But there is an element to that. It's the postseason now.
I think it's tricky.
I think if it's up to the player or the team, I mean, you got to get through concussion protocol.
Yeah.
But is a player going to be more likely to do what Ty Law said in a postseason game versus week five against whoever?
Probably. Julian Edelman in Super Bowls looked like he was out, and then came back in and made big plays.
Who was telling us about this? Was this you? Was this Nick?
Yeah.
Edelman and Amendola had, like, they would, like, prep each other.
They would give each other answers when they were scraping each other off the field after punt returns.
He talked about it on his podcast, I believe. Like, they basically were like,
like, it's really not funny.
No, it's messed up.
But it's like, there's 12 minutes left in the third quarter. It's this date, and this is the president.
Guys, you're in Denver. President Trump, these are your answers. This is all you need.
He's like, what?
Yeah.
I don't even know where I am. It's Obama. Obama. They're like, what?
His eyes are in the back of his head. He's like, Obama. He's like, the guy's like, well, he said Obama. Yeah. Get him out there.
All right, he's good.
Let him play.
He's clearly fine. He's wobbling all over the place.
So, yeah, it's not ideal either way. But if you're just watching it, and again, dangerous game, but Gonzalez did appear to be less severe. I mean, he didn't take a cart off the field, so right away.
No, one guy got carted off and smashed his face off the turf.
Yeah, that was
and intense. Has one less day to get back. But let's call it even a wash, right? Let's say it's a wash and neither one's out there. I still think that's good news for the Patriots. And not that you're rooting for anybody's injury, but, like, you want another small sign the Patriots are back? The Houston offense actually was better than I thought in points per game this year. They were 13th.
Yeah, no, that is better than I thought.
3.8. The Pats were second in the NFL at 28.8. Yeah. So you'd already look at it and say, Houston has a great defense, but the Patriots' offense is much better. Now, you watch the way Stroud played last night, and you take away the only real weapon they have in the passing game in Nico Collins, like, it's just another small indication that it's all coming up Pats.
Yeah, Nico Collins led the team in yards, and he led the team in, or tied for the team lead in touchdowns. You know, Stroud only threw for 3,000 yards this year because he missed time, right? He only played 14 games.
That's true, too. There were a bunch of Davis Mills games.
So he missed some time. He had 19 touchdowns, 8 picks. Nico Collins had 1,100 yards receiving, 71 catches. He also missed 2 games. So he had 1,100 yards in 15 games. So he had a really good year. But, yeah, you take him out, and now they have some of those rookie receivers. They got Christian Kirk. They got their tight ends. It's much more average to below average when you remove Nico Collins from that situation. I mean, we'll do tail of the tape tomorrow. I don't know how we want to factor that in, because I feel like with Nico Collins, I'd give them the advantage just at wide out, not at the other spots.
Yeah, I mean,
but without him,
we might have to make it clear that I'm going to treat it like there's no Nico Collins. Yeah. And so then I do think I'm with you, not to spoil tail of the tape tomorrow.
I know.
A lot of love for that last week, back by popular demand.
Yeah, people are going nuts about it.
It forecasted the game.
We did nail it.
People were like, oh, you gave him the edge D-line? Milton Williams and Christian Barmore were in the backfield the whole game.
Mascot doesn't matter. Uniform doesn't matter. Well, it appeared to matter.
Turns out.
It mattered quite a bit.
When we went through, you gave Vrabel the check mark over
sure
Harbaugh?
Did.
Yeah, we did.
We'll see this week.
That one wasn't even close.
What?
So we're
going
to do Tail of the Tape this week. And not to preview it too much or give away any answers, but yeah, I'll be giving the Patriots a check mark over the Texans wide receivers without Nico Collins, definitely.
It's early, so there's a lot of time to change your predictions and things like that, but it does feel like Houston almost has to get a defensive touchdown to win. But it doesn't mean they won't. I mean, they got two yesterday in the game.
Let me scale it back. Maybe not a touchdown, but like...
like a super short field, like that.
And even that, we saw what the Patriots
did
when they gave the Chargers
in
a short field. Yeah, true. Actually, as we talk it out, you're probably right.
I might go that route, but it's also, I'm not super confident that they won't. Right? Like Drake May, as good as he's been all year, did turn it over a couple of times.
He turned it over three times against this defense last year.
And there's also that.
In his, not his debut, in his first career start.
His first start, yeah.
He did that. Now also, and you brought this up, Keith, he hit Kayshon Boutte for a 40-yard touchdown.
I like that.
I thought it was a real interesting answer for Curran to say the key to the game for Drake May is hitting big plays down the field, which the Patriots have been very good at. As I said before the break, that to me is counterintuitive. Their pass rush is so good.
And they got good corners.
You'd think it's like, get the ball out quick, you know, check downs, hot routes. Like, you're not waiting for long developing plays down the field. I mean, that, I guess, without putting a ton of thought into it, would have been my instinct.
But maybe this also isn't the kind of defense that you get 5-6 yards a rip and you just, you know, slowly move the ball down the field. I think they gave up the fewest yards.
You right?
They were second in points, first in yards.
You got to hit them with
a couple of home runs.
Some big... yeah. Uppercuts when you can.
It's like a team that, you know, only gets four hits in the game, but three of them are home runs,
right?
And they win the baseball game that way. Like, that might be what they have to do.
Well, and obviously May, depending on the weather, I mean, the weather could be more of a factor this week certainly than it was last week. It was basically zero factor in the game last week. You know, snow in the forecast. I don't know about wind.
Ooh, a little snow.
So I thought that's what
snow
I had
game?
Seen.
It says 35 degrees, according to the look-ahead Doppler.
Okay. All right, so but I'm saying, assuming that it's not like some awful weather game and really more wind than anything.
Bears game might be awful weather.
Oh, that one's going to be cold.
Bears game says 17 with like some snow, maybe?
Yeah, but who do you think that hurts more? You think that hurts the Bears or the Rams more? I think like the high-flying Ben Johnson offense with
Caleb Williams.
California boy Caleb Williams probably hurts him more than... the Rams' smash-mouth defense with Stafford, I think.
Yeah. I mean, Stafford is a dome quarterback, but he's also...
Didn't Stafford play well?
He played well last year
against
the
Eagles, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I remember that game.
Yeah, he might be fine.
He was
they were
really
driving
good
at the end.
Yeah, he was really good in that game.
It'd be really hard to tackle Puka Nacua, I feel like, in the cold. I'd be like, get away from me.
It's a good point.
This guy's going to
slow
me down.
But I'm saying, as long as really wind isn't a factor, even take snow out of it, as long as wind isn't a factor and you can throw it downfield... when the plays are there, you know Drake's going to go for it. You have to hold up long enough, whether it's Travion Henderson on a blitz pickup or that left side of the offensive line. You got to hold up long enough to hit it. But I was surprised at that answer from Tom Curran because it is counterintuitive and it wasn't my first instinct. But the more you think about it.
I like it.
I do as well. Like that might be a good alignment of a Texans weakness with a Patriots strength.
So Alec Pierce in the last week of the regular season anyway had four catches, 132 yards and two touchdowns.
And
33 catches.
And if you remember, it would have been more than that if he didn't touch the referee and get ejected, right? That was that game, wasn't it?
Pierce and Boutte were back and forth this year, right, for like most yards per catch. Like those were two guys.
Were they?
I think so.
Pierce had a lot of
They had
of
a bunch of big plays in that game against Houston in the regular season.
All right, so I like that. That sounds pretty good. And Kayshon Boutte, I thought, had a good first playoff game, too. He had some good catches. We didn't talk about him a ton yesterday.
No, we did not.
He had a few catches, and he was solid.
No, it was good. It was good to see him back because, you know, we had actually kind of skipped over him a little bit, Keith, knowing that he had, what'd he pop up with, a hamstring injury?
Yeah. Oh,
and
that's
right. The Patriots on Saturday had a weird activation off the practice squad. They activated a wide receiver who ended up being inactive for the game, but they activated him off the practice squad. You have to do that 24 hours in advance or whatever it is. And so I was like, man, I don't think Boutte's healthy, and I don't think he's going to play, and clearly he was fine.
Guys who played 10 or more games this year, Alec Pierce was first in yards per catch, then Christian Watson, then Jameson Williams, then Kayshon Boutte.
Yeah, and those
right ahead of Nico Collins.
I mean, those are, you know, Alec Pierce is going to be a significant free agent. Mm-hmm. Watson and Jameson Williams are, like, known as big down-the-field guys.
Yeah.
Or at least
Boutte's
in the case of Williams
list.
After the catch, and Boutte's on that list.
You don't consider him like a burner.
No.
But they kept going on and on during the broadcast about how he's good, you know, contested ball catcher. So, Yeah, he could be a little bit of an X factor for Sunday. I like it.
Add it to the list. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there. We'll get back into the matchup. Patriots and Texans. Are the Pats ready for it? How you feeling about that matchup? And can they protect Drake May after a rough showing on Sunday night against a good, not great, Chargers defense? This is a great defense you're going to be facing. But on the way next, Tuesday at 1245, which means it's time for the Madness. Kiefer Madness.